Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Right now, we're dealing with complex numbers. And
this is Rovin Agad. He's the math teacher and junior varsity basketball coach at the Antioch High School. He's happy to be here, connecting with his students in person, finally. He arrived from the Philippines in October. Agad was supposed to have started at the school a couple months earlier, but a minor injury delayed his trip. He had to wait for a cut on his finger to heal before he could give his fingerprints to get a visa. So for the first 2 months of classes, he taught over Zoom from the Philippines overnight from 1 to 7 a.m.
It was hard to establish the connection, especially when you're on screen.
But now that Agad's here in person, the students are attentive, and even more so when Agad uses American slang.
That's equal to a negative one. Gucci?
Gucci.
All right, good.
Agad applied for teaching jobs in Alaska because he had been let go by his former school when it shut down during the pandemic. Agad isn't the only teacher from the Philippines in Antioch this year. There are four, and they're all roommates. The superintendent of the Cuspac School District said he didn't advertise specifically in the Philippines last year. He advertised his open positions with the statewide teacher placement agency, which accepts applications from all over the world. He said his district had plenty of applicants to pick from, and he chose the best and most experienced. It just so happened that nearly all of them were from the Philippines. The Antioch Filipino teachers all mentioned one reason they were excited to come to Alaska.
It's kind of a very shallow reason, but because of the snow. We don't have snow there.
That's Jay Mahalia. He's a second grade teacher. He, like the other teachers, had a more serious reason for coming to the States, too. The salary, which the teachers say is about 10 times higher than in the Philippines. Mahalia needed to pay off his debt and send money back to his family. So did Casey Limod, the sixth grade teacher. But for her, it was an extra difficult decision to come to the U.S. She had to leave her husband and young baby at home.
He's away too. I miss him.
Limod said originally her husband was supposed to be working abroad this year too, but she asked him to instead let her spend some time working on her career while he watches the baby in the Philippines.
I asked him if you can please give me this opportunity, be with our son, and then I'll get you once everything is done.
Limod says either she'll join her family back in the Philippines or she'll bring them here to Alaska. She's enjoying learning a new culture and gaining professional experience. Though that experience has come with growing pains. Limod and the other teachers all said that in the Philippines, students always listen to their teachers. But that's not always the case in the U.S., and that hurt their feelings at first.
Every time I give them instruction, they don't listen to me. First, second week that I was here, I was really crying. Every time I go home, I always cry because I feel like I'm not an effective teacher.
But she said now, about halfway through the school year, that she and the students have found a good rhythm. There's a good rhythm at home, too. The four Filipino teachers share a four-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment across town. They said it helps them save on costs. The teachers haven't decided yet whether they'll stay in Antioch for another school year. They say overall they like Antioch, but they dislike the nearly hour-long walk to school on cold, dark winter mornings and the lack of emergency medical care available in the community. But if they leave, they say they'd miss their students and their camaraderie. On Fridays, the four colleagues hang out and watch movies. Each day, the men cook and the women do the dishes. Second grade teacher Jay Mahalia makes breakfast and math teacher Rovin Agad makes dinner. He's been blending Alaskan and Filipino flavors in the kitchen. They say the community has been generous with gifting them subsistence foods.
We had moose adobo, we got moose tapa, we also had salmon. Salmon in the Philippines is kind of expensive.
The teachers have until early March to let the school know if they'll be returning to their posts. In Antioch, I'm Olivia Eberts.